Good morning, guten Morgen, everyone. We're holding Simon Shin Ayin Aleph, Siv Vav, page 476. Today we're going to finish the sugya of Simon Shin Ayin Aleph. If someone passes away on Shabbos and someone else, there's a Yerish, the halachas of do we say Hoyle V'Hutra Hutra, when we do say, when we don't say. And then we'll start Simon Shin Ayin Beis. So Shin Ayin Beis is interesting. The beginning is the beginning of Perek called Gagais, the ninth Perek of Maseches Erevin. The halacha, which is very negea, which we've mentioned, that even if you do not have an Erev Chatzeris, the only thing which is usser is to carry from a bias to a chatzer. But you're allowed to carry within the chatzer itself, as long as it's a Rishus HaYachid, and there are valid mechitzes. And you can even carry from a chatzer to a karfif less than Beis HaSayim, or if it's Hukah Fadira, or to a Gag, or to a mavoi, from all these different communal places, you're allowed to carry one to another as long as they're all Rishus HaYachids, even though there's no Erev Chatzeris. Only from a bias, from a dira that's miyuchid, a house, to other communal areas, that's where we need the Erev Chatzeris. So if there is no Erev Chatzeris in the communal area, if you have a carriage that started out in the Chatzer, you can walk around with the carriage or other things in the Chatzer. That will be the beginning of Shin Ayin Beis. And from Sif Dalet to the end of Shin Ayin Beis, which will take us through Pesach and to the week after Pesach, is actually the majority of Perek Chaloin, which is the, I believe, seventh Perek, Maseches Erevin, which is a little bit less practical, but it's like different cases where you have two Chatzeres, and how can we connect them? We have to have a Pesach between two Chatzeres in order to allow an Erev Chatzeres to work. If there's a mechitza, then we cannot make an Erev Chatzeres. And we'll discuss different ways of making a Pesach, whether you can make a window or you can put a ladder between two Chatzeres. It actually was Negea during COVID. There were certain COVID minyanim outdoors. And there was one time on a Shabbos where there was a Sefer Torah that was in one Chatzer, and there was a fence. And the other side of the fence was the minyan, and were they allowed to carry the Sefer Torah over the fence to the other minyan, which pashtus they couldn't without an Erev Chatzeres. And as much as the Sefer Torah was starting off in the house, so Shabbos Bebayis, in order to bring it to the other Chatzer, there had to have been an Erev Chatzeres. And in order to make the Erev Chatzeres, there has to be some sort of connection between the Chatzeres. And they actually used a ladder over there, two ladders on both sides of the fence, to create that connection. And we'll see that halacha in the end of, in the second half of Simon Shin Ayin Beis. Here it goes up to Mechaber Sivav. Someone was a goises. So we'll teach goises, someone on their deathbed. The halachic definition of goises is beyond the scope of the shir right now. Even though we cannot live for that day, which even that, the Sharatzin here points out that sometimes some holding goises could live for more than a day, up to 3 days, but for all intents and purposes, the Mechaber is saying the person will not live out the day. So even though he's someone who's going to not live out the Shabbos, he's still considered here right now. It's a dira bebailim, and he requires an Erev Chatzeres. A katan also answers, even though we cannot eat a kezias. Maybe he's very young and he cannot eat the kezias. But a guest does not make an iser, like we saw. Maybe I would have thought to think he's as if he's dead. If he's alive, he's alive. If the geises would die on Shabbos, there's going to be an iser. We're not going to say even though he had an erev at the onset of Shabbos, but now that he's dead, we're not going to say now. Why, if he's dead, the chayra now it's a dira b'loy bailam. Why would there be an iser? So this is the halachas of Sif, Gimel, Dal, and Hey. We're discussing where there's a yerish, and the yerish lives in the chatzer, or he came to the chatzer on Shabbos, and there's no longer going to be an eruv. Zoktem Shabru, who looks fine, abhine. Ima yidar yimor echad b'yisei chatzer, bayis, if someone lived in the house with him, pshita nenimis batal eruv. It's poshut the original eruv continues, because there are people still living in the house that were there from the beginning. If someone from the shuk is yerish and he doesn't come on Shabbos, He's discussing where someone from the Shuk is Yerish, and he actually comes to the house on Shabbos. Or someone in the Chatzar is Yerishim, and he lives in a different house, not in this house. The reason is because the Erev that was placed for the Geisis was not Roy to last the whole Shabbos, so that's Batal. And Mamela, we're going to revert back to the halachas of Siv Gimel Dal and Hey. And if someone were to come now on Shabbos, the Yerish is going to create an Isser, or if the Yerish lived in the Chatzar. Let's say there was a different individual who made an Erev for the entire Chatzar, and the Geisis was obviously included in that Erev, and the Geisis were to die afterwards on that Shabbos. Gam kein chelek ha'er shenastu ba'adze ha'geisim is batal. So the chelek of the air that was for the geisim is not batal. And we're going to have a problem. Ochein. In the air hunach b'shabbos ha'avar. If the air was one that we used for the entire year, let's say like we do nowadays, and the geisim was alive that first Shabbos, then kein chala air pamachis, it was already chal. Av she b'shabbos zuk shenasa geisim ha'yoymin le'is batal. Even though before this Shabbos started, he was already a geisim, it was oymin le'is batal. Once it was there for one Shabbos, we say this Erev was chal already, and it worked. It was kil chasai, and the mele. Even though at the onset of one of the future Shabboses, there was the assumption that it was going to come bottled during the Shabbos, it's still going to continue. I am berhalacha mashiksanu shematzi amugim. The berhalacha quotes an atzi amugim, which brings down the mechaber, who seems to be in Siv Gimel or Siv Dal, it seems to say Bepashtus that there is no difference between a Geisis and a regular person. It just says if someone dies on Shabbos and speaks out the halachas, is mashma that there is no special halacha by a Geisis, and if he was there at the onset of Shabbos with a valid Erev, we will say Hayol v'Hotra Hotra, and B'Shasad Chak, one could be Samech on that. So that's definitely a Tziref if you have a Geisis who dies, even if there's a Yerish who lives in the Chatzar or comes to the Chatzar on Shabbos, to be matter to allow tiltal in the chazer. Now, kaponim for sure, if the Erev was already existent in the previous week, then it's going to be kasher. We'll say hoyu v'hotra hotra on this Shabbos. V'chin katan oyser ad shi'arvu alav, until you make an Erev for the katan. The katan also requires an Erev chazeres. Okay, zog sim shinai and beiz. Dine shutve hadiris le'erev, the different types of diris or chatzeris, different types of its properties, and when they're connected, when they're not connected for an Erev. Zakta Mechaber, this is the Gemara in the first Mishnah in Perek Kol Gagas. Gagan v'chatzeris v'charfifais, rooftops and courtyards and karfifais, kulam rishos echad heim l'keilu sheshav subesaychon. They're all considered one rishos for the keilu that started of Shabbos in them. Shemutru l'taltu l'mizel zeh, you can carry from the gag to the chatzer and vice versa, or to the karfif. Even if they belong to many different people, and there's no Erev. You're allowed to carry from one chatzar to another chatzar, or the gag, or the reisha kaisel shebeneim, or to the top of a wall. From one roof to another roof. A gag to a karfif, it's not bigger than sasayim. If it was greater than sasayim, it would be a karmelis you can't carry, and like the halachas we learned in Siman Shin Nun Ches. Oy, if it's bigger than base sayim, but it was hooked up with dira, feel you yesh mitzvah sayim, because then you're allowed to carry in it. It's a rishus hayachin. Oy lamavi, or to a mavi, you can carry shemesukah melachi akira that has proper mechitzes. I feel like everybody, even though there's no erev. So that's the first part of halacha and sif aleph that kelim sheshav subachatzah you can carry from one chatzah to another chatzah, no problem, even without an erev chateres, even if it belongs to many different bialim. Which means if I have a chatzar and there's a wall between my chatzar and your chatzar, and I have a carriage that started off Shabbos in my chatzar, I can bring it into your chatzar over that wall. Even though we have no Erev chatzeres. Zok the Mishneh Berurah on this. Of course, Aleph through Yud Beitz. Gagin. Hainu al gag on the roof. Shein oid keri lamayel. Does not have a roof, does not have a ceiling on top of the rooftop. Dilo al tikra shutakas agag. If you have, let's say, a roofed porch, that's part of the house, and that would be considered bias for these halachas. You would not be able to carry from there to a chatzar without an Erev chatzeres. They were smooth roofs, they were flat, and you were able to use them to carry things on and to be mishtamish there. We're discussing where the roofs were not sticking out, overhanging over the house. If they were sticking out over the house, then the mechitzas habayis were not going to say good asik. The mechitzas shein in the karis, and we're not going to be able to use those mechitzas to carry on the roof. It's going to be considered a karmelis, and you would not be able to carry more than 4 amas on the roof. Nothing to do with hilchas erev chatzeres, but rather because of hilchas mechitzas. All these places are not miyuchad for a particular person. They're not places that you're always mishtamish in, like a house. They're not considered separate rishuyos. You can carry one to another even without an erev chatzeres. From gag to gag, or chatzer to chatzer, became mutar l'talta b'chol a chatzer, or in any area in one chatzer b'chol a gag. Actually, everyone did urin yachad, even though all the residents did not make an erev. Le'tzricha chacham erev chatzeris, elam yishum sheyi mutar l'hoitzi l'seicha klei abayis yeshavsi b'abayis and b'yom became chatzer l'abayis. The only requirement of erev chatzeris was to take kalim from the house to the chatzer, or vice versa. Sheshavsi b'seicha na'il shahayu munachin shavim b'yom. They were in the chatzer on Friday. If they were in the house on Friday, then there would be an iser to take them from the house to the chatzar without an erev. We're saying you're allowed to carry from a chatzar to a gag, even though there's no erev between the chatzar and the gag, and that's the chiddush. But within the chatzar itself, it's more of a chiddush you're allowed to carry if there was an erev. And the reason for that we'll see soon. The reason is because if there was an Erev amongst the residents of the Chatzer, then there's more of a chance there'll be Kalim from the house that made their way into the Chatzer. Because people are going to take the Kalim from the house into the Chatzer, Behetra, idea the Erev Chatzeris. And now if you want to move those Kalim from this Chatzer to a different Chatzer, that's going to be an Isser. So to say that you're allowed to carry from Chatzer to Chatzer in a case where there was an Erev in one of the Chatzeres, maybe there would be a Gzeira that you're going to take one of the Mani Debatim, one of the Kalim from the house, and move it from one Chatzer to another. And Afal Pikin would say it's Mutter, we're not Gzeira such a thing. But it's a bigger Chiddush you're allowed to carry from Chatzer to Chatzer if there was an Erev Chatzeres in one of the Chatzer, and we're not Gzeira that Atu you may take out one of the Kalim of the house. But if there was no Erev Chatzeres in one of those Chatzeres in the original Chatzer, then it's less of a Chiddush, because then there won't be any Kalim from the house in the Chatzer. So over here, where we're saying there was no Erev, we're talking from, there's no Erev between the two Chatzerisin. But if it's a Shaila of an Erev in an individual Chatzer, it's a bigger Chiddush to say you can carry from Chatzer to Chatzer when there was an Erev in an individual Chatzer. And we're not going to be Geizer, Kalim the Chatzer, Atu Kalim the Batim. But over here, where we're talking about carrying from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, we're saying there's no Erev between the two Chatzeris. And Afal Pikin, you're allowed to carry. Carrying on top of a wall between two chatzeres. We'll see that in Sifav. Even if one roof is higher than the other, you don't say it's two separate rishuyos. You can carry. If a karf is bigger than a sayim and it's not hooked for dira, and it's a karma that's came to look at the dira vas lahitim rishus yachad elav kumavur leil b'simin shin and ches. You cannot carry from rishus yachad into it or even in itself more than 4 amos. Elam mavi ritzalem rishim mutal lahitim leim chatzir to gag and mekarfif is kelin sheshavs to b'seichin. You can carry from a gag into a mavi kelin the rishavas in the gag. But at time the gam mavi ain't tashmish miyuchad v'tadir. Also a mavi does not tashmish miyuchad for one particular person and tadir. It's one rishus with the chateres and the gagas and the karfifis. The whole idea of a shetufim mevoyis or an erev chateres is for a kalim that reshavas in the house. Sucks of cotton you beis afilu le'eru. Rachel Lamar, so the shatva chateres yachad. There's no erev in the chateres biyachad, and still you can carry. The second to last line, And even if the Bnei Chatzar, one original Chatzar, made an Erev Chatzar, so they're allowed to carry from their houses into their Chatzar, the Shchichi mining the Batim Chatzar, and now you have Kalim from the house in their Chatzar. Mutu Lataltal Kalim Sheshovsu Bechatzar Zul, the Chatzar Acheris. You're allowed to carry the Kalim that were Shavas in the Chatzar and did not come from the house into a different Chatzar. Vlechashin Shami Lataltal Gam Kalim Sheshovsu Bebayas, the Chatzar Acheris, or the Gag Vekarfif. We're not going to make a gzeri. You're going to carry kalim that came from the house into the chatzer, into the next chatzer. We don't make such a gzera. And we'll see a halacha lemaisa tomorrow over here that taka, if you brought something out from your house into the chatzer, and there's no area of chatzeris between your chatzer and the next chatzer, you would not be allowed to carry that from your chatzer to the next chatzer. But the kalim that started off in your chatzer, you'd be allowed to carry into the next chatzer because there's a kalim sheshavas b'chatzer. So if I had in my chatzer a table, and you had a chatzar next to me, and we had no Erev Chatzeris, I would be allowed to bring the table to your chatzar for a kiddush. But I cannot bring the food from my house into your chatzar for the kiddush. That's Negeah halacha lemaisa. These halachas, that's where it would be Negeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Katan Yigimav Yafi She'Erev." It's a lemer. Let me buy you my Erev Bnei Chatzar La'atman. Let me buy you if we don't have an Erev Chatzeris in our chatzar. The Oz Ein Masi B'Chatzar Klei Abayis Klal. Then the Kalei Abayis will not be in the Chatzar. We can't bring out from our house into our own Chatzar that we share with a few people. Then Bevadim Motel Talta Mechatzar the Chatzar Kalim Shoshavsu B'Seichan Ale Shayach L'Migzar Alter Kalei Abayis. There's no Gzer over here Alter Kalei Abayis. The Chatzar Acheres would in the Gag V'Karfif V'Chanal. There's no difference between a Chatzar or a Gag or a Karfif. Ale Chashinun have a Gzer L'Gzera. The whole Erev Chatzeris is the Gzera. Alter you may get mixed up with a Rishus Arabim. And Lamela making a gzera that you may take the kalim that came from your house into your chatzar and carry them from your chatzar to the next chatzar is a gzera l'gzera. Zog sivkatan tezayin shemi yitaltal gam kalim. This is a long sivkatan. So let's stop over here by sivkatan tezayin, and we'll save that for tomorrow. So today we learned the halacha of a geises, and we saw b'di'evid there's no difference between a geises and someone else, the atzi amugim that the Bir Halacha quotes. And also, if you have an existing area from a few weeks before, there also won't be enough nafkamina between the geisis and someone else. And we saw that halacha is very negeya, that if you have a chatzer or a gag or a karfif and kalim sheshavas b'seichan, though you can move from chatzer to chatzer, they all have valid mechitzes, even without an erev chatzeris. An erev chatzeris is only required from a bias to a chatzer. And even if there's an erev from your house to your chatzar and the people living in your chatzar, we're not geyser that you're going to take the kalim that you brought from your house into a different chatzar. And therefore, the kalim that were shabbas in your chatzar, you're allowed to move to your friend's chatzar. Classic example, I have a bungalow colony, and it's attached to a different bungalow colony, but we have a wall between us with no air of chatzaris. So the kalim from my house, the food in my house, I cannot bring out to the other bungalow colony because there's no air of chatzaris. But the kalim that were shavas in the chatzar of my bungalow colony, my tables, my chairs, I would be allowed to bring to theirs because they have valid mechitzes, we have valid mechitzes, and the kalim sheshavas bechatzar, you're allowed to move to a different chatzar. We'll stop over here. A good tomorrow, everyone. Tomorrow we'll go weiter from Sim Fukat Antes Zion. Have a good day.